This is a dictation for Shabnam Amir, SHABNAMAMIR. Data service 7/16/2024. Date of accident is 3/4/1984. And date of birth is 3/4/84. And date of accident is 8/29/2020. The patient has not been coming to visit us for last 3 months, and she was discharged on 5/10/2024 for not showing up for appointments. The patient is a housewife, and report that she's not working and she's not having extreme pains. Just she could not make it to the office. She's being readmitted today for continuation of physical therapy. That is what she wants. Currently, she's having pain in the neck area and lower back area, right elbow, and the left shoulder as the main symptoms, with occasional radiation to the left leg once a week as numbness and tingling in the front of the leg all the way to the ankle. Other than that, patient reports occasional headaches, and most of the symptoms are now 60 to 70% improved. And she would like to have some physical therapy on the area of pain, and she alleges all of the symptoms to be coming from the accident that she suffered on 8/29/2023, where she was rear-ended on the driver's side, and she was traveling as a front seat passenger with her husband. The headaches have got minimal, and the pain in the left shoulder is minimal, 4 to 5. And lower back pain is 7, neck pain is 5, and no other deficits are reported. Usually the pain remains between 5 and 6, and ADLs are also affected between 6 and 7. Once again, 60 to 70% improvement is reported by the patient. And please review the records for the ADLs for system review, for additional history, for substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 102 over 80, pulse 76, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be as follows. The general review remains the same. The examination of the musculature is all negative. No muscle spasm are noticed, no trigger points are noticed, and no paravertebral muscles or quadratus lumborum or trapezius muscle spasm is noticed. Musculoskeleton, the inspection and palpation is completely normal as per template. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal, with forward flexion 60, extension 60, side flexion 25, and rotation is 70. In the lower lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 60, extension is 15, side flexion 25, and rotation is 25. All the maneuvers to reproduce the pain are negative for cervical spine, thoracic spine, and in the lumbar spine, only the straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. The rest of the maneuvers, including camp test, the Babinski sign, the cross leg raise test, are negative. Sacroiliac spine, the patient has no tenderness in the SI joint area, and his patient is able to walk well, and all the testing, Faber test, Ganslin test, the all of the testing are completely negative. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is as follows. We reviewed the MRIs for the patient. They were done at M1 Imaging on March 4th, 1984. There is a bulging disc with facet joint hypertrophy with edema, inflammation, and annular fissure in the posterior aspect of the disc at L4-5. And there is a asymmetric bulging disc indenting ventral thecal sac causing mild right neural foramen stenosis at L5-S1. The patient was advised that a lumbar epidural steroid injections time 4 could help her recover sooner to completeness, and she has not given a consent for injection treatment. She refused. Regarding the cervical spine, MRI on December 30th, 2023 shows a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. The patient was again advised a cervical epidural steroid injection as next treatment since she has not completely recovered from the conservative treatment. Cervical spine epidural injection times 2 or 3 were advised to the patient. The patient again has never provided a consent for these treatments. She also do not want to have any surgical evaluation or surgical treatment. And hence, the patient wants to continue on conservative treatment. In the shoulder area, left shoulder, there are no evidence of rotator cuff tear, only subacromio-deltoid bursitis is present. And in the examination of left shoulder that I missed just now, please mention that the range of motion is 180 degrees. Pain level is only 3 or 4. The range of motion of 180 degrees in abduction and forward flexion without any pain is noticed. The examination for rotator cuff are completely negative, which include Hawken-Kennedy test, speed test, near test, and anterior-posterior apprehension tests are all negative. The strength is 5x5 in the upper extremity on the left side, and no deficit in circulation or neurological. All the reflexes are normal, peripheral pulses are normal, range of motion of the left shoulder is completely normal. Kindly add that in the physical examination. Thank you. The patient was provided medication, Mobic, for anti-inflammatory. She was provided with Elavil 50 mg at night, and Lyrica was provided 50 mg at night. For pain relief, and Ultram was provided for 50 mg PRN. Her drug screen was reviewed on 422, that was found negative. Patient is provided with a PT order for once a week. We have not received any PT evaluation or recertification from the therapist, and the patient would like to have a therapy for left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, and she's now also advised to go back to work, and the disability has been removed. The mesh were reviewed, legs were reviewed. Otherwise, the patient is quite stable. She is able to carry on her home duties and no deficits are needed. Thank you. I mean, no other deficits are noticed.